Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to have some fun?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Where do you live? Today's topic is home.
And our title is A New Apartment. A New Apartment. Peter, what would your dream home be? Would it be an apartment in the city?A farmhouse in the country? Ooh, or maybe a cabin in the Colorado mountains.
Oh, I like that last one. Getting a new home would be very exciting.
Yes, and there are so many amazing places to live and different kinds of homes to live in. Let's learn all about it. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Do you like your home?James has a new apartment. It's nice, but it's not perfect. James' bedroom is very small. His bed fits in the room, but there's no space for other furniture. Susie is looking for a new home. She wants a change, and her current rent is too expensive. But does she want a house?Or an apartment.
James has a new apartment. Susie is also looking for a new place to live. Seems like everyone here at LTE TV is moving these days. Peter, are you going to be moving too?
No, don't worry. I like my apartment. I hope not to move soon.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. All right, friends, let's learn those key words. Here's Christina.
Hello, James 搬家了。他觉得这个新家挺不错的，但不算完美。It's not perfect. 形容词 perfect 就是完美的。原来 James 觉得卧室太小了，所以 Linda 问他床可以放得进去吗？ Does your bed fit in the room? 名词 bed 就是床，不过放了床之后，卧室里就没有空间放别的家具了。There is no space for other furniture. 家具 furniture 是不可数名词。另外 Susie 也想搬家，她想要一点改变。She wants a change. 名词 change 就是改变。Alex 问她是不是目前的房子有什么问题。Is something wrong with your current home? 形容词 current 就是目前现在的。Susie 说其实是现在的房租太贵了。The rent is too expensive. 名词房租就是 rent.
How are you, James?
I'm okay. I have a new apartment.
Really? I didn't know that. Is it nice?
Yes, but it's not perfect.
What's wrong with it?
My bedroom is very small.
Does your bed fit in the room?
Yes, but there's no space for other furniture.
James and Linda are chatting in the office. James doesn't seem as happy as usual.
Yeah, when Linda asks how he's doing, he says he's just okay.
But he did share some big news.He moved to a new apartment.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did, Peter. We talked about that at the beginning of the show, remember?
Oh, no, no, no. I was just saying that. I was repeating what Linda said because I didn't know that, is the phrase Christina is going to talk about. Let's visit her right now.
James 说他换了新的公寓房子。Linda 说真的我都不知道 I didn't know that 请你留意一下 Linda 用的是过去式 I didn't know that 因为 James 已经告诉他换新公寓了所以不能再用现在式表达我现在不知道要用过去式表达我之前不知道因为我们中文的表达不需要分辨时态所以这种时候我们特别容易用错类似的情况像是你说喜欢吃西餐但我以为你喜欢吃中餐就说 I thought you like Chinese food 用过去式 thought 表示之前认为你喜欢中餐 换句话说，现在知道不是了。如果说 I wanted to tell her yesterday， 就表示我昨天想要跟她说的。言下之意其实是表达我昨天结果并没有说。这些过去式的表达方式很特别。
Thanks, Christina. I wonder, is James's new place nice?
Well, that's a good question. But before we find out, Rebecca wants to join us here, and she will tell us a little bit more about the question you just asked.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point. In today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use an adjective in a question. And of course, the best way to learn is through some examples. First example, is their garden nice? And you can respond by saying, no. Are your friends kind? And you can respond by saying, yes. So friends, it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So, do we finally get to learn about James's new apartment? What is it like? Is it nice?
Well, James says it is nice, but it isn't perfect.
Oh, I see. Perfect is like when you get all of the answers correct on a test, right? You get a perfect score, 100 out of 100.
Right. But James says his apartment is nice, not perfect.
Well, if he were to give his apartment a score, it would be an 80 out of 100, or even a 90.
Maybe. We just know it isn't perfect. It doesn't have everything he wants in an apartment. In fact, there is a small problem.
Good one, Peter. A small problem. That small problem is that the bedroom is too small.
But why is that a problem? All you need to do is sleep in a bedroom, right? You don't need all that space for other things.
True, but Peter, do you like to sleep on the floor?
Oh, no. I sleep in a bed with sheets and a pillow.
Exactly. James also sleeps in a bed.
Oh, wait. Is James' bed too small to fit in the small room?
No, he did fit the bed into the bedroom, but now there isn't room for any other furniture.
Oh, I understand. So what other furniture would a bedroom need besides a bed?
Well, besides a bed, maybe something like a couch or a table or a dresser.
Oh, okay. Well, let's learn more about this apartment, but first we need to take a break. Friends, we'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to the break, everyone. Peter, growing up, did you live in a house or an apartment?
I grew up in a house, but I shared a bedroom with my brother. That means we both had our beds in that same room.
Oh, that sounds fun. Well, Susie lives in a house too, but she's thinking about making a change. Let's listen to her conversation with Alex. Here's conversation B.
What are you doing, Susie?
I'm looking for a new home.
Is something wrong with your current home?
No, but my rent is too expensive.
That's too bad.
It's okay. I also want a change.
Excellent. So are you looking for a house or an apartment?
That's a good question.
Susie and Alex are at the Jungle Cafe. Susie is looking at some things on her phone.
Oh, what is she looking at? Very good. She's looking for a new place to live.
Oh, well, why? Is there a problem with the home where she lives now?
That's what Alex wants to know, too. Alex asks Susie about her current home. Current means the most recent or happening now.
Do you read the magazine, Our Current Issue? Let's watch the current news. So what's the problem with Susie's current home?
The problem is that the rent she pays costs too much.
But Susie doesn't own the house she lives in, right?
No, she doesn't. But she has to pay the owner in order to live there. It costs a lot of money. Susie says the rent is too expensive.
Too expensive? Oh, poor Susie.
Actually, Susie doesn't sound too sad about it. She says she wants a change.
You know who else wants something?
Who? Oh, wait, I know, Christina. She wants to tell us about the word change.
Susie 想要搬家，除了因为房租很贵之外，她其实也想换换环境，改变一下。她说 ，I also want a change. 名词 change 是改变的意思，通常在现有的状况下做一个改变，就可以用这个字。而且它是可数名词，你可以说 ，I think we need a change. 我想我们需要改变一下，或者 a change might be good for her.改变一下对他或许是好的。另外名词 change 也可以当零钱的意思用，做零钱或者是买东西付账后找的钱。 change 就是不可数名词，比如 here's your change， 这是找你的钱，或 keep the change 表示零钱给你不必找了，这个时候的 change 都是不可数名词。
Thank you very much, Christina. Well, we know that Susie wants a change from her old place. She wants something new and different.
Well, an apartment definitely would be a change. Do you think she wants an apartment or just a different house?
That's a very good question, Peter.
Hey, you just used a great phrase. That's a good question. And you know what?You just used today's
calendar phrase.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
这是个好问题。
What is 2 plus 2?
That's a good question.
What is 5 plus 3?
That's a good question.
What is 8 plus 1?
That's a good question.
So,
I wish I had a good answer.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
这是个好问题。
When Alex asks Susie if she's looking for a house or an apartment, Susie says...That's a good question, because she doesn't know the answer.
Maybe we should give her some time to think about it. It is a very big decision to make. So, Marie, how did you feel when you moved from a house to an apartment?
Good question. I actually felt sad because I was leaving my friends that I lived close to, but also I was happy.
Well,I know once Susie does choose where she wants to live next, we can all help her move that weekend. It's a big job to move from a new house to a new apartment.
Yes, it is. All right, well, friends, now's the time. Time to review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Perfect. Perfect.Today was perfect. I'm very happy.
Bed. Bed. He's tired. Let him rest on my bed.
Furniture. Furniture. You can buy lovely furniture there.
Change. change. Change is good, but it can be difficult.
Current. Current. Elizabeth II is the current queen.
Rent. Rent. My rent is $500 each month. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now let's go over our conversations one more time. How are you, James?
I'm okay. I have a new apartment.
Really? I didn't know that. Is it nice?
Yes, but it's not perfect.
What's wrong with it?
My bedroom is very small.
Does your bed fit in the room?
Yes, but there's no space for other furniture.
What are you doing, Susie?
I'm looking for a new home.
Is something wrong with your current home?
No, but my rent is too expensive.
That's too bad.
It's okay. I also want a change.
Excellent. So are you looking for a house or an apartment?
That's a good question.
Peter, I finally figured it out.
Figured what out?
Remember at the beginning of the show, the question I asked you?
Oh, what would my dream house be? But when I asked you, you have a different answer, right?
Yes, but actually right now, I have an answer. So ask me again.
Okay, if you could have the perfect home, what would your dream home be?
It would be like this. Isn't it beautiful?
Marie, that's not a house. That's not an apartment. That's a castle.
I know. But if you live in it, then it's your home. My dream home.
Okay, well, you could certainly fit a lot of furniture in that home. That's one big home.
I know. Isn't it lovely?
Yes, it is. But I'm still happy with my choice for my dream home. I would live in the mountains in Colorado.
Oh, well, that's good. But I don't actually need a castle either. I am happy with my current life and my little small apartment. But it's still fun to dream.
Okay, well, you can dream. But right now, we need to go to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
Tinder, why are you so excited?
I found a new place to live.
A new place to live? But we just moved here.
And I'm moving again.
Ginger, you can't move. We have to stay together.
But I don't like our place.
Well, it's not perfect, but what don't you like?
My bedroom. It's too small.
Your bedroom is fine. It has a nice bed in it.
But there's no space for other furniture.
What else do you need? A dresser?
No.
A chair?
No.
A desk?
No.
Then your room is fine.
Huh. Maybe.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm so happy today. I have rented a new apartment. My old apartment was, well, old and it wasn't very big. My new apartment is much newer and nicer. It's bigger too. It has two bedrooms instead of just one. But now I have to get ready to move. That will be a lot of work.
In America, many people rent or lease apartments. When you lease an apartment, you promise to live in it for at least a year. you sign a piece of paper promising that apartment buildings can be very tall and have many stories, or they can be small with just a few apartments in them. When people talk about the size of an apartment, they mention bedrooms. An apartment can be a one-bedroom, two-bedroom apartment, or more. Apartments also have a kitchen and an eating area. They also have a living room and at least one bathroom. Some large apartments have a dining room, a study, or maybe a laundry room. When you lease an apartment, you pay the rent each month, and you also pay for water and electricity. In some places, you might also pay a fee to have garbage collected. Many apartments also come with a parking spot. You usually don't have to pay extra for that.
I am so excited to have a new apartment, but I'm not excited about moving. I have to pack up all of my family's things. But my new apartment is near my office. I can walk to work. I don't have to drive. And the building is new. It will be a nice place to live. Well, I need to start packing. So see you next time, everyone. Goodbye.
Houses and apartments are very different. So, how is living in an apartment different than living in a house?
Well, I think the first thing is you live in a building when you're in an apartment, so you have lots of neighbors. When you live in a house, you have fewer neighbors.
That's right. Another thing is the parking lot. When you live in an apartment, there is a big parking lot filled with other people's cars. And if you have a home, well, you have your own parking lot, or I'll say garage.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.